And we were talking, I have no idea, don't remember what the subject conversation was. But we were talking to two guys sitting behind me, and something was said, and I don't know what I said that caused it, but they looked at me, and one of them said, "What are you, some kind of Christian?" Huh? Guilty? Guilty. I'm not ashamed of bearing his name. Not ashamed to be identified with him at all. Hey, look, if you found his word, and those words are in you, and it's working in you, you're more than thrilled to be called by his name. I'll tell you this, the more that book works in you, the more you want to make him proud of you. The more you want to say, "I want to do something for you, Lord. I don't want to spin my wheels on this earth." What a terrible thing to live your life here, all the years that God give you, and die, and the only thing was left would be maybe a house and a little money, or a house and a ton of money. So what? So what? What have you done for him? What have you done for him? What are you doing for him? If that book's in you, it stirs you. Stirs you. I was at home this morning. Lord, help us. I hate to miss church. I tuned in and watched it. It ain't near as good as being here. It's just not. And I tuned in and listened in. And my boy, I wanted to be in the house of God. Not just because that I thought my presence was so important, but it's just a thrill to be among God's people. And it's a thrill to be counted among the faithful. Amen. Thrill to be counted among the faithful. Hey, how about you? You found his word, right? Not anybody here tonight debating this book, I hope. Is it in you? Is it in you? The Bible said there in 1 Thessalonians, if it is, it'll work in you. You know what it'll produce? It'll produce joy and rejoicing. It'll give you that. It'll give you that. You'll not be ashamed to be called by his name. You will be happy to stand out and say, "Lord, I'm yours." Not ashamed of it. Not ashamed of it. Glad to be that. Hey, how about you? You found the book, but is it in you? Is it in you? Not here, but right here. Was got a hold of your heart to doing something for you. Would you stand tonight as we pray? We're not going to dismiss, okay? We're going to have the invitation, and then we're going to be seated, and Brother Dunbar's going to take the service, and we're going to sing again and take the offering. He can preach if he wants to, all right? It's all right with me. I don't care. I'm going home, all right? I'm just glad to be able to be here, okay? But if God's doing some work in you, hey, why don't you meet him here at the altar? If that book's in you, it'll do a work. Would you let him work in you? Heavenly Father, would you just help us tonight? Help us see the truth of the Word of God. Lord, help us not to look at the Bible as just any other book, but to realize it's your book. And Lord, would you help us that we might live for you? That book would be in us and work in us and produce godly Christian people that bear your name before this world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We sing this evening, page 392, "There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins." Would you come tonight as we sing the verse? Come ahead.